You're listening to Afternoons
with James Valentine on ABC Radio Sydney.
Anna-Louise Bouvier is the founder of PhysioSize, and she's an adjunct fellow, an agile fellow at Macquarie University. And she joins us for, you know, discussions on the body and what we should be doing with it and how we can keep healthy and happy and all the rest of it. And today we're marking National Tradie Month. So tradies, if you've got issues, problems, you can give us a yell, 1-300-222-702. Hello, Ms. Bouvier.
Hello.
Do you ever get, you know, put on the toolkit yourself and...
I do. I am very partial to a drill.
Really?
I'm very partial to it, especially to a not, like, what do you call it, the portable one. I'm very partial to that.
So you like to hang a picture or something like that?
I do. Mm. The only thing is I ran into a bit of a gutter recently where at work I thought I'll just quickly hang that painting, and I didn't realise that behind the gyprock wall was all this soundproofing fiberglassy stuff.
Oh,
so
okay.
When I stuck my drill in, it didn't come out again.
Oh, okay.
It was nasty. It kind of winds it up like a little nasty.
That's what I find. My general lack of experience means any of this sort of stuff, I just get, don't touch it.
You'll
get it wrong.
I find it so cathartic to be able to do stuff yourself.
Now, it's National Tradie Month.
It is.
So we should focus on things that, common injuries, mm-hmm. common physical problems mm-hmm. that they could perhaps avoid,
yep.
common things they should be doing, common mm-hmm. things that happens to them,
mm-hmm.
you know, along the... I mean, there'd be a huge range because they're all doing different activities.
That's it.
Electrician's not going to get what the tiler gets, I guess. You know.
That's exactly right. Well, this initiative, so Tradies National Health Month, was started by the Physio Association about 4 years ago. Now everybody's kind of onto it because they realised that it was such a good thing. But the actual kind of initial idea for it was because so many physios spend a lot of time seeing tradies. And I think what's really interesting is, so this year they've each year they do quite a lot of research, but this year they did some research that found that 88% of tradies said they take good care of their tools,
mm-hmm.
right? But only 61% said they take good care of their bodies.
Right.
So it's like, look, your body's actually your most important tool.
Mm.
So how come we don't look after it? And they actually said that nearly 80% of tradies say that being sore and having injuries is kind of just part of being a tradie. And I know in the past when we've done things and people ring up and it's amazing how many aches and pains they kind of live with.
Mm.
And I think it's such a physical job, which is for most people, it's physical, which is great, you know, when you're on the tools, because we're now seeing a huge amount of problems from people who just sit on their bum all day.
Mm.
So being sort of out and about is actually very good for you. But the trouble is, things sort of tend to wear out and get injured. And so, you know, the stats are showing that generally they don't lift well, but they know they don't lift well. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and also, you know, you're on a site, something needs to be lifted, you know, there's not enough people around to do it, but, you know,
you're going to have to do it, yep.
Yeah. And the other really big thing is that, you know, if you were playing a sport, and they say in this survey, you know, if they were playing sport, they would warm up, right?
Yeah, right.
But you get to work, it's, you know, 6:30 in the morning, it's freezing cold like this morning.
Mm.
Do you warm up?
Right.
Chances are you probably don't.
And what would the others say?
Well,
there'd be a
I'm
lot
thinking,
of that, wouldn't there?
Well, they said that, in fact,
Max,
they said 33% said they would stretch and warm up if their boss prioritised it. So it would probably have to come from a general warm-up initiative.
Mm. Why don't we try and hear, I want to know if there's specific injuries to specific trades.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like, you know, Sparky's elbow or, you know, Tyler back
or
plumber's knees.
Yeah,
plumber's crack.
I'm glad you couldn't resist.
What are the sort of things that are specific to, you know,
different,
you know,
totally.
we all get this, or the knees all go, or the ankles go, or whatever it might be.
1-300-222-702.
Anna-Louise Bouvier is with us from PhysioSize. We're talking about this kind of injuries that perhaps are common to tradies. Would you warm up on the site? That's what I'm interested in. You know, 1-300-222-702 is our number. Would that feel awkward to be doing a bit of a stretching exercise? Mm. Just that, you know, you do it before footy training. Mm. Would you do it for the job?
Mm. I think, again, it's the sort of thing that, like, in years gone by, say, high-vis vests were, you know, you just wouldn't see them anywhere. Now it's absolutely everyone wears high-vis vests.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So it's like, I think it's the sort of thing that's got to become so common that everyone just goes, well, of course you warm up. Like, you know, nobody, like, even in junior rugby, you know, they do a little bit of a stretch and a warm-up these days. So it's kind of, I think, just changing our mindset and going, this is actually super physical. Mm. And if you've just rolled out of bed, pulled on your boots and got to the work, then chances are you're going to be stiff and sore. And particularly if you're doing lifting first up in the morning when you're cold, that sort of stuff can kind of really make a difference. So I'm thinking, look, you know, I'm thinking maybe a nice little song maybe on the radio, you know, you could sort of do a little, we could work out a little kind of
a little
warm
slip
up.
Slap, little Life Be In It sort of tune.
Well, maybe something a bit groovier than that.
No, but that sort of thing where it's got
totally.
There's a neat little slogan.
That's it.
Delivers the message.
Exactly.
Makes it seem like it's a good thing to do.
1 minute and off you go. Yeah.
Well, I think your North Korea's got this sort of thing
don't
down. They get the whole population out at 6 a.m.
They
to do the calisthenics. You know, like maybe that's
they
kind
do.
Of
and the same with a lot of China. They do that. Yeah. Like they get people out and it's complete. See, it's quite. We're not very good at moving in public. Like it's not something that we, like in South America and stuff like that, you know, people dance and stuff like that.
Oh, I see.
I kind of wonder whether as well we're a little bit stitched up when it comes to the kind of general, you know, stretching. Like I find even myself if I'm, you know, doing a bit of a stretch, but you know, you kind of have to make it look like you're not quite stretching.
But I wonder if they do it. I wonder if on a work site there's some who go, yeah, look, I'll do that job in about an hour. Like I'll just do these little things just to get a bit ready. Just to sort of, they don't do the big thing for a little bit. Do they pace, you know, do people pace themselves? I suppose the other assumption that many would make is that if you're laying bricks all day, then you're fit at laying bricks all day. Mm. You know what I mean? You get fitness from that and you're fit for that because you've been doing it for a year, 2 years, 10 years.
Mm.
So why would you need to do anything as such?
I think what we're seeing is, as we know, like a huge percentage of tradies actually do have injuries. So, you know, it's kind of nearly half of them are carrying some kind of injury. In fact, I think there's some stats that say 56% of tradies account for 56% of all serious injuries and disease claims, but they only make up 30% of the workforce. So they're, you know, really overrepresented in the injury stakes. And I think what's interesting is a lot of the young people now, like they come out of school not nearly as strong and fit as perhaps they were in years gone by. So you're often seeing it's the younger ones that are injuring themselves more than maybe some of the ones that are a bit hard. And it's a bit like we often see in professional sport, certainly when I was working in rugby, it was often like the first 3 years into their rugby career that they got the most injuries. And then as they kind of hardened up, they got less injuries, which was kind of interesting.
And the injuries are from sort of like muscle strain, not dropping the hammer on your foot.
Exactly. And they're, you know, shooting the nail gun on your foot and stuff.
that kind of stuff.
Exactly. But certainly there's a lot of lifting injuries, carrying injuries, but also, as you say, certain occupations like, you know, sort of if you're always say a lot of plumbers, you know, where they're down in awkward spaces and sort of trying to move in awkward spaces, you often get a lot of overuse injuries because of being in those unusual places. Or, you know, in the days where people use a lot of hammers, you see a lot of problems there. With tilers and things like that, like you only have to look at a tiler and they're a bit like shearers, you know, bending that far forward all day.
Yeah, right.
Super hard.
You'd think there'd be, you know, I would expect that where this growth will come from will be the usual pattern. It's your risk assessment to reduce your workers' comp.
That's right.
Payments. So if you show us that on your work site everyone does a warm up, we can reduce your premiums or something like that. It'll be that kind of thing. Martin, Martin was there. So you feel like we're just at the beginning of this. There's every sense that people will start to.
I think it's going to change because exactly as you say, like the minute insurance companies and workers' comp and stuff like that start coming in, you'll find that there's a kind of slow shift. The people that I find amazing, like some of the men that have been in it for, you know, 40, 50 years. We had a tiler recently, you know, he's there, his kids are there, you know, who have got their kids. So, you know, he's been in it for so many years. And yet there he is, he's bending down, you know, beautifully, probably better than a lot of people that age would bend. But he said, yeah, you know, my knees are gone, even though I'm bending down, my hips, you know, my feet, all that sort of stuff. And he, but he kind of just said, look, it's just the job,
yeah.
You know, which
yeah.
is really...
Mm. Yeah. Martin?
Yes, how are we, guys?
Good, what happened?
We worked in the petrochemical industry for a mob called Chicago Bridge and Iron, and I was introduced into the warming up with a whole bunch of fellas in the morning, and that was a toolbox talk, and we had a joke of the day as well.
Oh, that's great.
And, the warm-ups, you actually did have to do it, and, it was pretty good.
Yep.
A lot of people just went through the motions, but I could see it actually working over a long period.
Hmm.
Ben, currently I've got spurs on my rotator cuff, and I've been injured since March over a 35-year period of using my shoulders above my head. So, sympathise for all the trainees out there.
Yeah.
You do wear out after a while.
So. Yes, that's true, Martin. Look, nice to hear from you. Thanks so much for that. Somebody's texted and said, well, can you do the warm-up at home?
Well, you could, absolutely.
Like, if you stretch at home and then get in the car and, you know, or get on the train, and you then...
Exactly, and this is the interesting thing. Like, you know, then studies come out saying that stretching makes absolutely no difference, and like even with sports. So there's kind of all these quite conflicting stuff about warming, but I guess the thing is just don't roll out of bed, drive in your car, sit in your car, having a cigarette sometimes, you know, and a cup of coffee, get straight out and expect to lift something heavy, you know. It's sort of like it's just that, like it's normal to, it's actually great to move your body. In fact, I was reading something the other day. It's amazing how when you've been in an industry for so long that you see an entire, well, you're probably the same thing, you see entire shifts in the way that we look at things. So, you know, when I was sort of, you know, first out, we had all these beautiful lifting posters and you had to bend your knees and bend your hips and stuff like that. And we've been kind of using that advice for 25 years. Yesterday, I get sent this sort of brand new thing that says, right, basically there's no evidence to say, you know, that sitting beautifully posture does anything, that standing beautiful posture does anything, that it's fine to lift and bend any way you like, and that basically, you know, our bodies are designed to move and spines are strong and off you go.
So
it's like,
is that like the international, you know, covenant of physios said that? Or?
Yeah, like these are big researchers out of Western Australia.
Wow.
And it's kind of a bit daunting because you suddenly go, well, geez, hang on a minute, you know.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I also think, I guess, from a practical point of view, a lot of research often comes from like a very sort of fairly idealised, although the researchers involved in this are really, really credible researchers. Mm. But what they're basically saying is that, you know, spines are strong, bodies are strong, and being stiff and too pedantic about stuff is actually not a good thing either. So it's very interesting.
We might pick up on that a little further at some point. Anna Louise, thank you.
It's all right.
Great to see you. It's
Love
National Tradie
it.
Month. You know, take
Go
a look
talk
on,
to your
online.
Local physio.
Talk to your local physio and get some warm-ups going. Could be a good thing. Anna Louise Bouvier is the founder of PhysioSize and adjunct fellow at Macquarie University.
James Valentine on ABC Radio Sydney.